This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
So the one night, Pinto, the one night that I miss bowling in like 6 weeks or 7 weeks, guess what happens?
Somebody bowled a 300.
Well, I shouldn't have phrased it that way, because no, somebody did not bowl a 300, but very, very close. Okay, one of my teammates, I'll name him by name, Tim Cousy. That's Tim Cousy of North Fargo, one of my teammates in the bowling league on Monday nights at Red River Lanes in North Fargo, rolled the following series: 277, 299, 237 in his three games for a 818 series for Tim Cousy of North Fargo. 818 in three games, including a 299 game in his middle game.
Wow.
And I'm not there, and I missed it because it was for good reason, because Emma had an orchestra concert. So now I'm starting to wonder, because Tim is a great bowler. I mean, great bowler.
Well, 818, obviously.
I mean, tremendous bowler. But, I mean, he at times has struggled this year in bowling. So now I'm wondering, am I the problem?
You probably are. You know what the issue is? You make everybody too relaxed and too comfortable. You're too friendly. Hey, what's going on? Hey, how you guys doing? Don't worry about that. Let's have another round on me.
I've often been accused of being too friendly in my life. I really have been.
Talking to them as they approach the lane.
Every room I walk into, people go, you know what, McFeely, you're way too friendly. You need to become a little more confrontational, a little more, you know.
People walk all over
keep
you.
To yourself. People always walk all over you, McFeely. Become less friendly. I think that's been an often piece of advice that people have given me. But anyway, congratulations to my teammate Tim Cousy from our bowling squad, Divots Edgewood. That's a tremendous series, and I wish I would have been there to seen it. And by the way, Tim, if you don't want me there next Monday, I won't come anywhere near Red River Lanes. I promise that if you want to try to bowl another great series. Folks, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. A lot of great stuff coming up, but we're going to start right away here, right at the top of the program, by going to a young man who is a student senator at North Dakota State. His name is Aaron Yagi, and he's going to talk to us about the student senate's plan, it sounds like, to try to get beer sales in the Fargo Dome during Bison football games. Hello, Aaron Yagi. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Have you ever bowled an 818 series, Aaron, or have you ever bowled in your life?
You know, I'm actually a terrible bowler, so that's hard for me to even fathom.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
What's going on here, Aaron? I've been hearing that the student senate at North Dakota State has been meeting with Dean Brashani and Rob Sobolik and all these other heavy hitters when it comes to trying to get possibly beer sales at the Fargo Dome during NDSU football games. Give us the story here. What's happening?
Well, actually, all we have been doing, we've come up with some ideas to maybe we've seen that there's been some problems with binge drinking, and you know, people probably would like to enjoy beverages at games, but all we've been doing is, you know, kind of looking into some research and to see whether we can make some changes to make a better atmosphere or prevent some of the bad binge drinking before games. And yeah, basically all we've done is research the student government. We've not done any proposals or tried to move forward with any proposals yet this time, because there's just too many variables when it comes to risk.
So what have you found out? Have you been able to get any research done yet? And what are some of the findings that you found?
Well, some of the things that we found was, I mean, when you think about like prohibition and keeping alcohol out of events, you know, it causes other problems. Well, some of the information we found that this isn't exactly true, and dealing with the binge drinking by allowing alcohol back into the dome, the facts that are out there from other universities just doesn't exactly support that. So it's been tough looking at it from that point of view.
Have you met with anybody other than doing the research? I thought I saw a story in that was the Spectrum newspaper on campus that you had met with Dean Brashani and you had talked with Rob Sobolik or what?
Yeah, we met with Rob to kind of talk about what the Fargo Dome stance was on and get some information from that. And we also did, we were lucky, Dean Brashani and Prakash Mathew, you know, were really great about meeting with us and talking about, you know, what are the student concerns and what we're student government concerns, and then, you know, getting some of the administration concerns, and, you know, they've been really great with working with us on that regardless of opinions.
And what was Brashani's reaction?
They showed us some stats and some of what other colleges were doing, and the trends weren't really favorable with the idea of selling alcohol at NDSU events. And when it comes to when people say, you know, this could be a huge revenue maker, well, it technically wouldn't be that great of a revenue maker considering that the Fargo Dome or wherever would keep majority of the profit, because that was another reason why we looked into it. We were thinking, you know, this could be a great opportunity to gain some more revenue for our athletic programs.
Well, but it would make money for the Dome, though. I mean,
That's true.
That's not Dean Brashani's number one concern, is making money for the Fargo Dome. But I guess my point would be that even if it's not making money directly for North Dakota State, if it's making money for the Fargo Dome, that's a good thing, I would
that's
think,
true.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Rob Soblik and his staff over at the Dome, I think, you know, they've done great things working with NDSU, and that's definitely a relationship that we're lucky to have and that we try to help each other out as much as possible.
Aaron Yeagy, a student senator at North Dakota State, is our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We're talking about the Student Senate beginning to research and look into the possibility of alcohol sales at the Fargo Dome during Bison football games. So has the Student Senate taken a stance yet, Aaron? I got the sense from reading the article and from talking to people that you guys are on board with this. Or did I take that too far, or are you just kind of looking into things?
No, the spectrum misquoted us there. We kind of had a meeting about some different things, but I don't think they did it on purpose. But basically, we have not written any type of legislation or any student resolution to move forward yet, because I feel like if we were going to move forward with something, we want it to be, you know, a really good plan that's going to move NDSU forward, and, you know, we just haven't been able to come up with that yet.
Personally, what do you think should happen? If Aaron Yeagy was the president of the world, would you like to see beer sold in the Fargo Dome?
I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, I think it makes sense when you talk about revenue and revenue and whatnot. But I mean, when it comes down to risk, I don't know if I would want to put that on NDSU in case. I mean, if some kid drinks there and then gets caught driving home and gets in a car crash and, you know, ends someone's life, you know, that's a pretty tough thing.
Well, but my argument there, Aaron, would be that they're already doing that because they're condoning tailgating, right, outside
that's
the Dome
true.
Before the game, and then some people go out there after the game. So it's not exactly like it's, an innocent
true.
Situation anyway. What's the next step, Aaron? What's the Student Senate going to do next after you look into it and after you start going down this road?
You know, if we are able to find, you know, some supporting data, a way to imply enough risk management tools to make the Dome a safer place and to cut down on binge drinking, then we might move forward with a student resolution and try to work with the different levels of administration with student senate faculty. But I mean, who knows if that'll be a couple of years down the road, or who knows what we'll find. I mean, these things don't happen overnight.
Okay, I got you. All right, Aaron, thank you. Thanks for taking time out for us. I appreciate it, and good luck going forward, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you bet. Aaron Yeagy, he is a student senator at North Dakota State.